That is a safe assumption a lot of the time. It is the survival instinct at its most basic level. But there are other levels at which the essence of who you are survives. Remember that I've told you, you are not your body. You said that every body wants to stay alive and that nobody wants to be hurt, and that's correct. Yet your physical body is the most primitive, basic expression of the life form that is you. At another level of expression, the life form that is you may have a different agenda. You do not know, unless you do. Some human beings are very deeply in touch with the totality of who they are, all of the time. Some are in touch part of the time. Some are in touch once in a while, and some are in touch not at all. When you are in touch with the totality and the essence of who you are, everything looks different. Suddenly, what seemed important is not important. What appeared to be crucial becomes trivial. What mattered no longer matters at all.
Like being physically assaulted? Or dying of starvation?
Or crucified on a cross?
No fair. None of us are gods here.
Correction. All of you are gods here. Has it not been written, ye are gods?
Well, of course, I've heard that before.
I tell you, needlessness is the state of being in which God resides. God needs nothing. You also need nothing, but you do not know this. So you're constantly going around trying to have your needs met. Once you reach mastery, however, you realize that there was nothing you had to do. Your needs were always met. In fact, you did not have any needs. You were making it all up.
Well, we've said a lot here now about this, but I have to tell you that the idea of a God who needs nothing, of a deity who is not needed by us for anything, is going to be pretty hard for most people to embrace. Either meaning is deeply confrontive. God will be needless? Wow, tough one.
I know. Your present theological construction of a God who has needs that must be met is the basis of your entire belief system. And your present conceptualization of yourselves as helpless, needy beings depending upon a needy God deeply reinforces it. This is a recipe for dysfunction in any relationship. It's no wonder that humanity's relationship with God is barely functional. Remember, life is obedient to three basic principles. Life is functional, adaptable, and sustainable. When it moves toward the edge of functionality, when it cannot function much longer the way it's going, it adapts. Life on Earth is about to adapt. It cannot go on like it is. Something is going to have to change, and it will. Life will not let life down. It will adapt.
So we have no choice but to accept this idea of a needless God. This is the theology of the future. This is the nature of tomorrow's God.
You always have a choice. If you observe that your present theology works, then do not even think about change. But if you observe that all the religious instruction from all the world's great religions through all the years has done little to move humanity from the brink of self-annihilation, then you may wish to, at the very least, entertain the possibility that there is more to know here about God and about life. There is no requirement that you accept this idea of a needless God, but can you at least look at it? Are you willing to explore it?
Okay, so let's keep exploring. What's another foundational truth of this new spirituality?
Unconditionality.
Is that even a word?
It is now.
Right.
It is a state of being having no condition at all.
I don't understand.
Life is. It simply is. There are no conditions to that. There are no conditions under which life is not.
I don't know. There are some people who would say that when you are dead, life is not.
They would be wrong. The condition you call death is not death at all, but life in another form.
Yes, I know. I understand this larger truth. You've shared it many times before. All the world's great religions agree on this.
So life exists without any conditions. That means that God exists without any conditions. That means that love exists without any conditions. Remember that the words God, life, and love are interchangeable. All three are one, and this is a holy trinity.